The following is brought to you by the Social Suplex Podcast Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 2020 Social Suplex Fantasy Draft. Jeremy Donovan here, and I'm joined by a bunch of the hosts here on the Social Suplex Podcast Network. From One Nation Radio, we have Rich Latta and James Boyd. From Get in the Ring, we have Danny and Beast Mike. Representing All Things Elite, we have Floyd Johnson Jr. And then, of course, for Keeping a Strong Style, we have myself and the young boy, Josh Smith. So we're doing a fantasy draft. We did this 3 years ago, but we never recorded anything or really did anything. It was more just kind of internal fun. And so now we're going to record the draft, and then we'll have a follow-up episode where we kind of lay out the cards that we make from this draft, and you guys will be voting on who has the best card. So how's everybody doing?
Good, man.
I'm good.
I'm great.
Doing well.
It's freezing up on me, but I'm doing well.
All right.
Things are going pretty well here.
Nice, nice. So today we're going to be drafting 12 single spots, 6 women, 6 tag team spots. There will be 30 seconds to pick your draft pick, and we'll go from there. And so we did a randomizer order for the order of the draft. So it will be Get in the Ring with the first pick.
Let's go.
One Nation Radio has second pick. All Things Elite has the third first-round pick. And then Keeping It Strong Style will have the last first-round pick. And we will be doing snake order until we...
Saving the last for best.
And until we fill out our rosters.
And some of the rules on it are, you know, you can draft tag teams and then later break them up. You can't overdraft. Like, if you run out of single spots, then you got to, you know, move to the next thing. Like, either, you know... the women, you have to fill that part up as well as your tag teams.
Yeah, whoever you draft does have to have been active in the past year. So if, like, for instance, Ronda Rousey would not be an eligible woman. She hasn't wrestled in the last year. So someone like that would not be eligible, or like Triple H, for instance. Another thing, too, is if you do draft a tag team, they have to be a regular tag team. You know, even if they've tagged in the past, they have to be a current active tag team.
All right. I think we all got the ground rules. Everything sounds good. So without further ado, let's get it going. Get in the ring. You got the first pick.
So I guess you have 30 seconds. So I guess we can, like, fill the air while, you know, teams are kind of deliberating or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say my first pick, if I was picking first, would definitely.
This has got to be Joe Coffey, right? This guy right here, right?
Oh, my God.
What's up,
oh,
Ricky?
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. Joe Coffey, third match from the top or what? No, I don't know. He would lose, definitely. Unless we were doing my show was in Scotland, then, you know, he'd win. He would be the Undertaker in Scotland all the way. But I would definitely go with Will Ospreay. How do you go with anybody but Will Ospreay with first pick?
Well, you know, I think the big thing here is, like, we'll see how everyone drafts, but I think that there's a lot of different ways you could go with this one.
All right, get in the ring. You have your pick.
We are selecting Will Ospreay.
Oh, wow.
All right, so the first pick of the 2020 Social Suplex Draft, we got Will Ospreay.
That seems like a layup.
Wrestler of the year last year. I mean, that seems pretty, you know, self-explanatory.
All right, One Nation, you're on the clock.
You want me to, or do you want to do it, Rich?
Second. So with the second pick, we're going to take Kota Ibushi and Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Mm.
Ooh, okay. Man.
Forgot that they were a tag team.
That's an incredible
They were
pick.
A tag team. They were a tag team, yeah.
They're current champions.
The Golden Aces are the current IWGP Junior Tag Team Champions.
Nice. All right. So Golden Aces. Right. So that means, gentlemen, that Tanahashi and...
That's a good route.
Tanahashi and Ibushi are off the board, so they can't be drafted as singles acts. But One Nation Radio could split those guys up on their card if they want to. So that moves us to All Things Elite.
I was thinking Hangman and Kenny, but with that pick, it makes me it leaves him open. So I'm taking Kazuchika Okada.
Oh my All god.
Right. Okay. I didn't think he'd get the third. I legit thought Okada would go second, but okay.
Yeah, that's like if Tom Brady dropped the three. You take Tom Brady.
All right. So
wow.
So now keeping a strong style.
That leaves it down to us. So,
yeah, we're on the clock.
I guess we'll go on the clock and go 30 seconds.
All right. You agree with that pick, Josh? Okay. We'll do that.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you want to do it, Josh?
Yeah, I'll take the first one. So with our first pick, we are taking the team of Kenny Omega and Hangman Adam Page.
All right. Should have seen that coming.
All right, so
for our second pick, you go ahead and take it, Jeremy.
Yep, so we, being fourth in the first round, we'll be going first in the second round, and with our first pick in the second round, we are taking Hiromu Takahashi.
Fuck!
Okay. He cooks his pigs are coming off the board like hotcakes. It's like that. But no, it's cool, Danny. We got the snake going in the reverse order, so we'll go 8 and 9. It's fine.
Boys up next then.
Yeah, and I'm gonna just take a bet. I mean, I'm gonna take a chance. I'm gonna go ahead and take Chris Jericho right now.
Oh,
all right. You gonna type it in?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. All right.
So. I didn't know how to spell Okada, so I let you handle it.
So Jericho is off the board. All right. So One Nation.
So while we're waiting, I mean,
no.
They're last pick.
Oh, you're muted.
It looks like they're ready.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So it's on us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the last pick of the second round, we select DIY.
All but right. they're not an active tag team.
I told
they
you
this last year.
No, we said they have to be a current active tag team.
Technically, they did break up.
They were a tag team.
Broke up. We said that in the rules.
I told you, Rich.
Okay.
So they got one together.
So, from there, we will give it some time to liberate y'all. Go ahead and Phil.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it was
tough.
It was tough not picking Cody in those first two picks.
I'm surprised.
I'm really surprised you didn't take him.
You know what? It changed when I didn't know we were building a card. I thought we were building a company. So if we're building a card, I'm talking about the two people that are going to draw tickets. I'm going to sell this thing out in 15 minutes.
Who was your second round pick?
Chris Jericho.
Yeah, so we're back. Ready. We're going to take the bros and weights.
All right.
Okay. All right, so we got the next two.
Are one of you guys in the doc, O Nation, to type your picks in?
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm there. I think mine's set to view only.
Click on the second link that I put in. Should be able to get in with that.
Okay.
Do you want me to announce the first pick of the third round, Rich?
Well, it's not
you guys.
Yeah, get in the ring is next.
Get in the ring.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm totally forgot that we were in the second. We're the second slot. Sorry.
Yeah, we got the next two picks. So, well.
All right. So you're on the clock.
Did y'all see that great match between Braun Strowman and Nakamura last night?
No, I missed it. What happened?
Was it actually good?
No. It was just a match. Just like everything, it's just a match. SmackDown, actually, I found it entertaining last night. It was just...
You announced both picks.
But I'm...
Okay, so we're good with our next two picks.
All right.
We're going to go Cody.
Oh,
wow. I feel like that's a shot fired.
Yeah. Can you take?
Okay. And then the other pick is going to be Mustache Mountain.
In Mustache Mountain.
Okay.
It's a great pick.
I see how this is going to go. All right.
get in the ring. You have somebody in the dock filling out your picks?
Yes, I am.
All right. So that brings us now to the second pick of round three. So it's back on One Nation.
All right. 1 second.
So, yeah, some big heavy hitters taking off the off the table.
You need people to sell, right? You need people to sell tickets.
How are you feeling right now, Floyd?
Oh, my soul is crushed, but it was a choice I made. I knew there was a chance. I almost went Cody, but I was like, no one's going to pick him before I pick next.
All right, One Nation.
Honestly, I thought that way about Pete Dunne.
So, can you hear me all right, Jeremy?
Yeah.
All right. So, with the next pick, we are taking Johnny Gargano.
That's a good pick.
All right.
I mean, they're all good picks.
All right, wait. Based off his last performance, that's a great pick.
Look, we're not gonna have him staring at his hands on our show. So,
yo,
that's funny.
Nah, like I was gonna save this for the podcast tomorrow for One Nation Radio, but it's like, okay, so if you look at Johnny Gargano on takeovers or takeover event level events, right? You notice that Johnny Wrestling like has great wrestling matches, but when you have, aside from like the one time with Ciampa, when you have him do these hardcore matches, they don't hit on the same level. So maybe Triple H, after like the fifth try, maybe an idea is have him fucking wrestle because he might be the best wrestler in America. Like it's not that fucking difficult.
All right, so we're on to all things Elite, Floyd.
The Young Bucks.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
That's who I wanted.
That's who we wanted.
Okay. All right.
I got a question. What's the name of my show?
Well, I think that makes
all things Elite makes sense.
I think that makes this next pick for me and Jeremy pretty easy. And yeah, Jeremy, I'm gonna agree with that. And then our number one singles pick is the next guy too.
All right. So go ahead and announce our pick right now.
Okay, so for the last pick of the second round, we're in the third round, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Last pick of the third round, we are taking the Lucha Brothers.
All right.
Zero Miedo.
All right. Zero Miedo. And then for our fourth pick, go ahead, Jeremy.
All right. For our first pick in the fourth round, we will be taking the current never open weight champion, the Dragon, Shingo Takagi.
Damn you.
This is good.
I want a Shingo.
Rich goes, damn you.
All right. So we're back to All Things Elite. Floyd.
I am going to take with my next pick. I think I can wait on him.
You said that about Cody.
Well, getting the ring is just a bunch of haters.
Hold on,
driving out the way. What's going on, Ricky?
Doing good, Justin.
What's up, Ricky?
Yeah, man, we ain't heard from you in a while, bro. Glad to see you, man. I was concerned, bro. So, you doing good?
No, I'm doing good. As good as can be right now, I suppose. But doing good. Doing good.
Cool. No all joke, right, coffee yet.
We're waiting for you to show up.
I know. So the guy I'm taking, I know is popular with the rest of the group, and I don't think he would last that long. So I'm just go ahead and take Pac.
All right. Oh, the bastard Pac.
It's a Pac.
He's a Pac.
I knew he wasn't gonna last that long, so I was like, you know what? I'll take take a value pick right there.
That's what they always say about me too.
All right. So next up, One Nation.
Get in the ring, fill out your third.
Right, so with our we are going to take Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
What happened?
He picked Daniel Bryan.
That was almost my pick.
That's a great pick.
All right,
they're all great picks. It's One Nation Radio.
Get in the ring. Can you fill out your third pick? I'm not seeing it on the doc there. Make sure it's filled out there.
Yeah. Question. I do have a question.
Yes.
If I pick the New Day, do I get all three of them?
No, you have to designate which two you're picking.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify. Yeah.
It should be real easy because like Xavier's hurt.
Well, he's limping.
Yeah, injured wrestlers are eligible to be picked. But yeah, it's up to you. I mean, you could draft Big E and Xavier, and then try to get Kofi as a singles later, or you can do Big E and Kofi. Oh. So yeah.
You're the next two.
All right, get in the ring. You're on the clock.
So these guys have been pulling out big name after big name. I'm wondering who they're gonna what?
Walter Jordan Devlin.
Oh.
Back to back?
Yeah. Oh. Back to back.
That's a great pick.
Jeez.
All right.
Our next pick. Okay.
Yeah, with our next pick, we take a person that Rich desperately wants to be the next IWGP champion. That is Tomohiro Ishii.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Fuck.
Let's go.
Ah, damn it.
One Nation Radio don't make bad picks.
I'm telling you, we don't miss.
All right, so it's on Floyd.
Shout out to Rich on this one. I'm taking Jay White.
Wow. Switchblade Jay White.
That's great.
Shout out to my boy Rich.
Yes, sir.
That was gonna be your joke birthday gift, but I decided to go against it. I was gonna send you a Switchblade shirt.
you know in war rooms in the NFL when we're like, how come this person just slid or whatever else, and you find out like, oh, this person like had a weed charge, so we took him off our board as a bad character person. Look, he was real close to being off our board, not even mentioned.
All right, so
character concerns.
Okay, so it looks like me and Jeremy already have our picks ready. You want to go ahead and announce them?
Yes, so for our last pick in this round, we will be taking the Beast, Brock.
All right, it's all tickets.
Lesnar.
Nice. It's okay, I did it for the tickets.
I see. And then, well, not only that, he's like one of the best workers in the world.
Get here.
When he wants to be. For our first pick of this next round, we will be taking the current AEW World Champion, Jon Moxley.
Oh,
Josh!
I'm surprised you lasted this long.
I could see it in Rich's eyes. He wanted Mox.
I'm surprised he lasted that long.
All right, so we are on to Floyd.
I am going to take Drew McIntyre.
Yes.
Okay.
Look, and I'm going to run up immediately to the podium. And I am going to take Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan. Let's book it. We give me all a match right now on the air.
Yeah, that's probably our main event.
Let's go.
What's funny is those guys are like both like back to back where we like we have a list of guys we want. They're back to back, like against one another.
Undisputed. So okay, yeah, we're good. We're good. Yep.
And then we're taking the leader, Adam Cole.
So you guys took Adam Cole?
Yeah.
Yes, we took
Okay.
Cole, Fish, and O'Reilly.
Yep.
Because we got a tag team. We took Red Dragon.
Mm-hmm. And the longest reigning NXT champion ever.
Yes, because we had the double sink back.
Yeah, so it sounds like everyone's gotten a little quiet here. It sounds like everyone's kind of all right, strategizing.
So we are ready here. We are coming up to the board, and we are going to save him from the inept use that he's had, and he's going to turn back into one of the most exciting wrestlers that has ever walked the planet. Ricochet.
Yep, I knew that was coming.
That was literally my next pick. So hold on. That was my next pick. I was like,
now it's funny while this is all going on, I'm thinking back to the draft we did a little over two or three years ago, and like there are people who went first round, first pick that have not even been picked yet. The wrestling landscape has changed.
Yes.
Who Who was the first pick? Cena?
No.
It was AJ.
It was like AJ.
Oh, no, right. Not like this.
I think Nakamura was one.
Man, that Ricochet one hurt me. like I said, I didn't like. I don't know. I was like, let's go with Seth Rollins.
All right, the Monday Night Messiah.
You gotta burn it down.
I just wanted to throw this out there before we move on. You could have taken Rollins and Murphy.
Oh, it's too late. Wow, it's Murphy still
it's
there.
Too late.
No, I'm not gonna. I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't have a place for Murphy.
It has nothing for you, sir.
It does nothing for me.
All right, so it's back on Keeping It Strong style. Josh, you want to announce the next pick?
Yeah, so we are back to back. So our next pick is going to be the ace of All Japan Pro Wrestling, Kento Miyahara. That's a value pick.
Hey, you want to be real? I thought about putting Kento Miyahara on the thing. My thing is like I've never seen a Kento Miyahara match, but I've only heard about him. It's like it's like pre 2015 AJ Styles for me. Like I only heard about the legend.
Yeah, he's one of the best. He's like top 10 in the world.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You know, we're just talking about the legend.
Third round.
I absolutely was.
Third round.
So Jeremy, you want to announce our next third pick? Round?
Yes. So our next pick will be the Doctor of Thuganomics, John Cena.
Okay.
So are you going to put him in the PC and have him work off the rust for like 6 months and then he has his match?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, if you book in the promotion, you can do what you want.
Right. We're gonna send that man.
We're just going to have him job to Lesnar.
No, we're sending Cena to the LA Dojo with Shibata and the LA Young Lions. He's going to spend some time in there, really get crisp and be ready to go.
Since they took my champion, I'm going to take theirs. I want Tetsuya Naito.
You can have him.
Naito falling all the way to the eighth round. Naito would have been nice.
You can have him.
That boy is trash.
Oh, man. Good thing.
We were going to get around to getting him eventually.
Good thing Zach's not on here listening.
Like, yeah, Naito's one of those. If you ain't gonna take him, I guess I'll take him. it's like you know you have to take him, but like you don't necessarily feel great about it.
Our eighth round selection, we are going to take Andrade.
Oh,
that's a good pick.
Yes.
How many times do I have to tell you? One Nation Radio does not make bad picks ever.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I don't think anyone really has.
We just took Naito.
Great draft.
No disrespect.
They've liberated, and we will be taking the team of Daisuke Sakimoto and Yuji Okabayashi.
I like that.
And then we're going to take the
number one overall pick of the 2015 draft, AJ Styles! He's dead, but
hey, we will not bury him like Undertaker did.
Hey, that's a good value because, like, at this point in the draft, like, he's not going to be in the main event. He's not going to be in the semi main event. He's basically like third or fourth from the top. That's perfect. Okay, yeah.
So you
ready to bust it open, James?
Oh yes.
Did they take Strong BJ?
Yes, they did.
Yes,
they
did.
And we wanted them. Like, yeah. we thought no one was going to take them.
The problem is, we're searching, like, Japan, like, we're searching Japan, like, oh, no one's going to take so-and-so.
Yeah.
Like, we thought no one was going to take Miyahara.
That probably was going to be D-Coops' next choice.
Okay. So, with the next pick, I am happy to announce that we
run
are taking
to the podium,
the first,
James.
Run to the podium to take the first woman in this draft, Io Shirai.
Let's go.
What is right this?
Don't you just love when you can take like one of like the 10 or 15 most talented wrestlers in the world this late in the draft? Don't it feel great?
It's a beautiful, beautiful feeling.
Okay.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad at you for that.
And watch the women fly off the board now.
Yep. Floyd's going Kabuki Warriors. I can get two.
Mm. Wait. I like it.
Is that a tag team?
You didn't say women or men tag team. You just said tag team.
Correct. He's right.
Women tag team.
Yeah, he's right.
I never thought of that. That's actually extremely smart.
That's smart. Yeah. That's actually like probably the Tanahashi and Ibushi of the women.
Man, Floyd ahead.
Wow.
All right, so it's on Keeping It Strong Style. Josh, you want to announce our first pick?
Okay, so have we finalized on those two?
Yeah.
M and M?
Yeah, so you go with the first M.
All right, so the first M, we will be taking from what I believe is the current ace of Stardom, Mayu Iwatani.
Okay.
Yes.
Y'all trying to trip us up? That won't work. We're way too deep on the women out here.
Hey, so
we're deep too. Don't worry.
Look, here's the thing, right? Like you're deep, but like I think how many draft picks are there for the women's slots? That will be what, 6 times 4, right? 24. I have over 24 Joshis picked out there. We could have waited until the very last pick to pick all women, and I'm pretty sure we would have came up with a better women's card besides everybody.
Me and Jeremy. Me and Jeremy got 40 women listed and ranked.
We ready.
I just said I had 30 for just Joshi. I just said.
Too deep. Don't rush.
Yeah, not at all.
So, Jeremy, you want to announce our last pick of this round?
Yep. So, we'll be the first pick of this following round. So, we're going with the master of the 619, Rey Mysterio.
Ooh. All right. That's a good pick.
Wow. Wow.
That is strong.
Strong pick.
Strong pick from Strong Style.
I'm gonna go because you know I love me some big man slapping meat. I'm gonna go with Keith Lee.
Oh,
nice.
I like Keith Lee. Okay, all right.
Yeah, we had to break the color barrier here. You know, there was white people. Oh, Ricochet. Excuse me, Ricochet. Sorry.
All right, who's next? So back to get in the ring.
No, it's One Nation.
One
Nation's next.
All right.
And then it's us.
So we've got our next pick here. We're going to take Ryu Lee.
Oh, okay. No. That was our next pick.
Well, too bad. We have Dragon Thal Lee. You don't.
All right. Yeah. So get in the ring. You got your two picks.
Yep. All right, we're good. And Danny's got it.
This is my brutality!
Well done!
Who is that?
That's Rhea Ripley.
Oh, are you going to do the stomp with it or no?
Yeah,
all of the stomps.
We need to add a stomp. Oh, stomp! Yes, we stomp!
That's fine.
You got to add the stomp. On you boys.
I added the stomp.
Oh my gosh.
And David fucking Starr.
That's a good pick. All right, so that goes, now we're on to what, One Nation?
We wanted David Starr next, just so everyone knows. God.
Okay. Go ahead, James.
All right. Yes, so we are back, and we are going to take another woman. Another person is one of the 20 or so most talented people in the world. Meiko Satomura.
Come on down.
Okay.
That's a great pick. God.
Really good pick. I got that's a good pick.
All right. All things elite, Mr. Floyd.
I will take the newly dubbed Cash Wheeler and Jax Harwood. They are known as hashtag FTR.
Okay.
Fuck, we were
not
taking
a bad
them.
Pick at all.
Damn it. No.
That's all right.
Jeremy, a second now.
We good. We good. Look at the message. You good with that, Josh?
FTR
are you fine with that over any of the singles that we're thinking of?
What are they known as now?
#FTR.
Yeah, I'm good with that, Josh.
What are their new names?
Okay, so our next team that we will be taking, we will be resurrecting this team and saving them from the shit that WWE has put them through. We are taking not Eric and Ivar. We are taking Hanson and Roe.
And Roe.
War Machine.
War Raiders. And then for our next pick, we're going to go over to Ring of Honor. We'll be taking 2/3 of the Ring of Honor 6-man tag team champions, Mexa Blood, Bandito, and Flamita.
I hear a loud noise like in the
yeah,
background
like
somewhere.
Someone was screaming or something.
That was May.
Oh, it's weird. It's like you're on mute, but we can still kind of hear you. It's strange.
No, because Meech Mike has me on Skype.
Oh, gotcha.
That's how we're kind of like war rooming and stuff.
Gotcha.
When it's free, I thought you guys always you guys don't miss, right?
Yeah, we got the next two picks. So, we go get.
Oh, I got the next pick.
Yeah,
right?
It's on Floyd.
Okay. All right, you give me Evil and Sonata.
Oh, you took LIJ?
Yeah, that's the team. Yeah, Evil and Sonata. I basically have taken LIJ except for Shingo.
Well, I think we got the best two members.
Yeah. You want Bushi while you're at it?
Hey, if y'all took the best two members, then your world title sucks. No, I'm just saying.
Hey,
just saying.
All right, so we're on to One Nation.
With One Nation Radio, we need they're not quite the Young Bucks, but the next best thing. We'll go ahead and take the Usos. Come on down.
All right.
That's good.
It's on getting the ring.
We're gonna take the other two of the three of the three original Saber and Marty leaders of the new school.
Wow.
But two separate picks.
Zack Sabre Jr. and Marty Scurll. They will be back. Yep, they're going to be single strong guys.
Man. So, and did you guys start with Will Ospreay?
Yes.
Yes.
So you guys got all three.
You have all three leaders of the new school.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's all just take a second right now to just look at your board to make sure you have the right count of how many singles and tags and women you have left.
So we've got
that's
two
exactly
women.
What me and Jeremy are just doing.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, I got my big board all written out.
Are you guys ready for us to take a pick here?
Yes.
We are ready.
Let's go for it.
Okay. We're going to take the man that's about to rise the fuck up. We're about to take Aleister Black.
Time to rise the fuck up.
Exactly.
And I will take the Impact World Champion. She ain't nothing to mess with, and she'll call you the N-word, Tessa Blanchard.
Oh my god! Wow!
I knew that would be on
fire.
What
the fuck?
I've been the most pick of this draft so far.
Another person that was off the board for character concerns.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, I'm the Raiders. Talent over character all day.
That's funny. Jerry Jones ass.
They haven't won shit in my lifetime.
I'll just tell her, hey, no public speaking. No public speaking, thanks.
She has one of the strongest minds that she knows.
She got a strong mind.
She's got a strong mind.
All right, so now it's on Keeping It Strong style. We are deliberating. We're using our 30 seconds.
We are deep in deliberation.
So, yeah, as you guys can see, like, you know, there's a lot of strategy in the middle rounds. Like, it gets like, you know, the first couple rounds, it's like, okay, everybody knows all the names, but here's the winning time, as Magic Johnson used to say.
Jeremy,
how
I'd rather
figure
take
out
two natives.
The middle.
Take what?
I'd rather take the two natives.
Okay. All right, we're good.
Are you fine with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay, so for our next pick, natives, not no Gaijin, natives. So we will be taking the leader of Suzuki-gun, Minoru Suzuki.
Nice. Nice pick.
It'd be funny if he said Max Saber Jr.
He's gone already, but...
No, but yeah. Just the fact that like, the leader would be like, you know, Desperado or Tai Chi.
All right, and then for...
And then, Jeremy, you want to get our next round?
Yep, so for the first pick in this next round, we are going to try and resurrect this man's career. We're going.
I think we can do it.
We're going to take Shinsuke Nakamura.
It's funny, like, we're trying to resurrect WWE.
That's cold word already.
It's funny, Nakamura went round one last time.
Yeah.
Times change. All right, so all things elite.
Tommaso Ciampa.
Oh, wow. That was quick. And that was strong.
What was the pick?
Ciampa.
Tommaso
Ciampa. That's a real good pick, especially for that spot.
Yeah, it looks like you guys keep him in Gargano again.
Hey, look, we don't need to. Look, yeah. Don't nobody need to be doing that again.
Hey, Rich.
Who are you going to have Tommaso face?
I'm thinking Tommaso Ciampa versus Jay White.
You're doing that because you would have probably done. You would have done Cody, but you didn't get him, huh?
I didn't get him. Yeah, that was Cody Jay White. I mean, as much as I like both of them.
Alrighty, so we got a man up next. It looks like, you know, I'm looking at the board, and he's just a man that is just. Stunned we haven't seen him taken yet. He is the best member of his faction. So we're going to go ahead and take a man that cannot go back under any circumstances.
Damn it.
He's already staring Aleister Black down like, why'd you go before me? Roderick Strong, come on down.
Damn it.
Okay. That's fine.
Not surprised. That's a great pick.
Good pick. Good pick. I ain't gonna lie.
We already determined our two picks. Wow. I'm surprised this woman hasn't been taken. Becky Lynch.
I'm not.
She's not a good wrestler.
Y'all want to take Becky's charismatic but unathletic ass. That's cool.
I'm gonna break Joshua's heart and take Suwama and Tsuji Ishikawa, aka the Violent Giants.
I did want Violent Giants. I'm kind of pissed that. I literally added those two fucking teams to my list. That's cool. There's so many good tag teams out there. It's fine.
Okay. So, with the next pick for One Nation Radio, we are running to the board, and we are now investing into the women's division even further. We are taking the ace of Marvelous, Takumi Iroha.
Let's fucking go.
I don't even know her.
She had a 4 3 quarter star match with Mayu in the February Korakuen. Yeah, she might be the best. She might be the best woman striker in the world. She throws kicks like a Bushi. That's the best way to explain it to you.
All right, so Floyd, it's on you.
I'm gonna Edge.
All right.
Oh my God!
On this day. I don't know the lyrics, but I know the chance to feel. I'm not going to give you the rest of that. No.
Ciampa versus Edge, broken neck match.
Amazing that the Fiend hasn't gone yet.
I wasn't ready for that.
All right. So,
wow.
Jeremy, how many more singles do we have?
Let me double check 1 second.
Is it just three?
I only have two.
All right, so we have 9 singles on the board right now.
Okay, so we have 3 left.
Yeah.
Okay. Two more seconds. You guys can fill the air.
Yeah.
I have nothing.
So, for y'all that aren't aware of our last pick, I would suggest for those that have Stardom World access to it or want to hit me up and get my password or whatever, you can do that. But I think it's the February 8th. Korakuen show. Takumi was a former Stardomer. She ended up leaving, going to Marvelous. Marvelous is ran by Chigusa Nagayo. And former Crush Gal, by the way. So, like, she's just incredible. I mean, I've only seen her wrestle three times, and I've never seen her in a match under 4 3/4. Or, sorry, 4 and 4 1/2. So it's like, yeah, she's nice, and she dresses ridiculous. It's awesome.
She's got a great haircut too.
Yes. But yeah. The other match I saw from her was her match with Nia Takahashi from last year. It's like, yo, this is. I didn't know women were still out here doing shit like this. I thought that was like they're beating the shit out of each other. I thought they banned that in the 90s.
Thought it was a gone day.
Yeah. All like right. You know. Go ahead,
Jeremy. You take one and I'll take one. How about that?
Okay, you go.
Okay, you want me to go?
Yeah, go first.
Okay. For my pick, I am going to take Cesaro.
All right.
Great one. Nice pick.
Resurrect him, too.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a lot of resurrection going on over there.
Some will say it's a revival.
All right.
Yeah.
For our next pick, we're going to take Floyd's favorite wrestler, Darby Allin.
Fresh.
I like him.
Well, at least you took him as a single and not put him in a tag team because he would just turn on it. I'm just saying he would just turn on his partner.
All right, he does. It's on you, Floyd.
Oh, social suplex. Don't you dare be sour for your 7-time tag team champions and feel the power. I will take Big E.
I said Vikingo, Archer, Leo Rush.
Rich, you weren't on mute. We just heard that.
You're not on mute, Rich.
I wonder who was gonna be the one to fuck that up, but apparently it was me. So
it's fine because we have the next pick.
Yep. So we are going to go down to Mexico, and you know, Triple A, as some say, and we are going to bring in a man that had a glorious match last year. That was, you know, can high fly and needs to come on to AEW Dynamite. We are taking El Hijo del Vikingo.
I went to book Vikingo versus Ospreay.
Hey, sorry. Hey, too bad, because we have like Ricochet and we have Andrade, so we know where to pair them. So you just watch our match, watch our card.
Correct.
So we are going to select.
There are so many great singles left. Like,
yes,
kind of crazy.
The Britt Baker.
All right, DMD.
We select the Tori and Britt Baker. If you didn't,
oh, Britt Baker, I can delete her from the bottom of our women's list.
I don't know why she should be on the top.
Yeah. So you said you took Tori.
He did.
Nice pick.
So
that's a great pick.
Deliberate. You know, we're back, and after a lot of deliberation, we have, you know, three very strong women that we're proud of leading our division, but we also need some superstardom here. We need somebody that has undying loyalty from her fans. We need somebody that is a motherfucking star every time they come through.
We need somebody that's always been more over than Sasha Banks at all points in time. What you doing out here taking my picks? I picked the women. What's wrong with you? We're taking Sasha Banks.
The boss, come on down.
All right. Can't handle that.
All right, so next we got, I think it's on All Things Elite.
All right, and this is just a guy I like. I don't know where he's going to fit on my card. Killer Cross.
We got him. Wait, on the list.
Killer Cross.
Killer Cross.
Okay.
I don't know where he's going to put it. I don't know where he's going to be in my card, but I wanted to take Killer Cross.
All right.
Okay, does that leaves it to Keeping It Strong Style?
Yep.
Yeah, I think we should grab those last. We have two teams left.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we should do those last two teams that we talked about.
All right, one second.
No, the first one.
Oh, the first two?
Yeah.
All right. You go first.
So we are going to go ahead and go down to Ring of Honor. We're going to grab the current Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions, Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham.
Okay.
And then for our next pick, we're going to pick our...
And I don't know how they haven't been picked yet.
I'm surprised. Yeah, Rich, why didn't you even pick Gresham yet?
No, hey, I mean the next pick, not Gresham.
Look, I was looking at Gresham. He was on my board as one of the few people from Ring of Honor.
He was never getting drafted on One Nation Radio. Wow.
All right. So our next pick, our last tag team pick, we are going to take some thugs, some ruffians, Proud and Powerful, Santana and Ortiz.
Great pick.
That was an awesome pick. That was our next pick.
Well, you guys already got Violent Giants and Strong BJ, so shut up.
We probably had it coming. Fair point.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to deliberate for a moment.
Well, I'm next pick, right?
Yeah, Tom Floyd.
All right. All right. I want some people that can fight. I don't want no wrestling match. Give me Gorillas of Destiny.
Ain't nobody realer than Gorilla.
Ain't nobody realer than Gorilla. I'm looking for
Man.
Gorilla tactics.
So it looks like this has been just a chronic overlook right here. So we are going to take the original leader of the Bullet Club, Finn Balor, in round 18.
Yeah. We didn't overlook him. Yeah, we chose not to take him multiple times.
Yeah, I was going to say, he wouldn't have been drafted on my board.
We're going to go the former junior heavyweight tag team champions of pro wrestling, Noah Stinger, Atsushi Kotoge, and Kotaro Suzuki.
And then our next pick is going to be somebody that is an incredibly good heel. Great on the microphone. We're going to go with MJF.
Oh, wow.
That was a good pick.
Yeah.
Both of those picks were good.
It's a great pick if you ain't got to wrestle.
James.
We're getting down to, like, crunch hour here. Like, everyone's got their, like, late round picks here.
Yep. And make sure you're looking over your board to make sure you have the appropriate amount of singles and tags and women.
Pick. My bad. Yeah, our pick in this next round is going to be Private Party.
Ah, that's a good one.
All right, so it's on Floyd.
All right. I feel like I'm just taking this person just because I love him so much and he's been misused. So you know what company he works for. I'm going with my last male pick, Cedric Alexander.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so now it's on Keeping It Strong style. We're in the war room right now.
Yeah, I would say that first pick is definitely one for sure.
Okay.
I'm down to all women now.
And then the second one, I'm going to leave up to you because there's a huge list and whoever you want.
Okay. Well, go ahead and announce that first pick.
All right. So for the last pick of this round, we are taking probably the most talented woman wrestler in all of AEW, Hikaru Shida.
Floyd was going to go ahead and take
Shida. Floyd just got screwed.
Wait. I thought it was our turn.
It is our turn.
It is your turn. You're saying that you just screwed Floyd.
Oh, sorry, Floyd.
I didn't even say anything. Probably saw my expression.
No. The funniest part was we were just talking how you say like you're down to all your women's picks are last, and I was like, well, I mic me that I said to Rich, I bet Diamond's a dog shit that Floyd's gonna take a Hikaru Shida, and then sure enough, like 5 seconds later, y'all like we taking her. I was like, that's hilarious.
Diamond's beat the brakes.
All right,
and then Jeremy, you got our last pick.
Yeah, and this is going to be our last male's singles pick.
Oh, I thought you were...
What?
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, you want me to pick another woman?
No, you're fine. Go ahead. You can take the last singles, man.
No, that's all right. I'll take a woman so that we can talk more about the last singles pick.
I don't know why y'all faking. Josh ain't trying to drop no woman.
Yeah, I am. I want all six of the women.
Hold on 1 second.
So we can leave them off of our card.
Wow.
Just have them valet for the other matches.
Yeah. Jeremy, that's exactly who I was thinking.
Okay. And so for our next pick, we're going to take Toni Storm.
Okay. It's Toni time.
All right. Solid pick.
And my pick will be Charlotte Flair.
Yeah, we definitely wanted. We would have wanted Charlotte.
Bad pick at
we skipped
there.
Charlotte.
I mean, that
we
late.
Literally just we literally yeah, just skipped Charlotte. We didn't want her.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and run to the podium. And, you know, still reaching for extreme value here, we're going to take the Murder Hawk monster, Lance Archer.
Okay.
Nice. Everybody dies.
Everyone. And we got plenty of little dudes for him to beat up.
when you take when you take Lance Archer, do you also get Jake the St. Roberts along with him?
Yes, we do.
So you know who got the hookup on the drink?
Oh man!
Wow!
Oh shit!
hey, Floyd. Too soon.
All right, Danny Charlie got taken.
All right. So who's it's on again? The ring.
We are all so quiet. Like it's literally like, where no one wants to talk because it's getting like down to the wire. Like,
yeah.
By the way, if you're in quarantine, The Wire. That's my show recommendation. You need to watch that shit.
It's our pick, right? It's our two picks.
Yes.
So yeah, it is getting down to the wire. So this is always a key part, y'all. So the silence, there's tension in the silence. There is
okay,
like
so,
no wait.
Yeah.
Hey, it's our pick, I guess. It's our two picks.
Yes, sir. Okay.
All right, so we are going to go with the current SmackDown Women's Champion Bayley, and we're going to go with another young prodigy. Velveteen Dream.
That Bayley pick is.
I don't know.
The Velveteen pick is even good. Look, at least Bayley like wrestles like she knows what the fuck she's doing. Still, like we got to get knock some rust off Velveteen. Like who has John Cena on our who picked John Cena earlier?
We did.
Yeah, like y'all need Velveteen versus and Cena both need to be in the PC. Like getting the rust off for like 6 months together.
Look, we need them to start doing some bump drills with the headgear and in the soft ring.
Yeah, like I don't like Velveteen Lady has not been like the same dude like since the injury because that dude was out here like he can go out there and have a 4-star match at a house show. Now it's like, can he throw a strike that looks halfway convincing right now? What's going on? Please return to form, please, Velveteen. We need you.
I trusted him. I trusted he can get back to what he was before he got hurt.
He better get back to form. I don't talk too much cap about how that dude's the future. He better act right.
Yeah, I get you. We'll rebuild him.
All right, so it's whose turn is it? It's on One Nation? Yeah, I think it's on One Nation.
Nation Radio, we are ready. Okay, go ahead, James.
Yes, we're going to take the man of the hour, Black Rey Mysterio Jr., Leo Rush.
that's a good pick. That's a good value pick.
And I will take Jordan Grace.
I like that pick.
Stole that one from you, Rich.
Sorry, Rich.
Oh, I only have
all good. This all good. She's on a different list.
I was about to say, just don't hate me like Gresham, man. Don't hate me like Gresham.
Did anybody take Candy Cartwright yet?
Oh my god.
Why ain't nobody picking off the Florida indie scene?
Yeah, you know, is somebody gonna pick Troy Hollywood?
OAO, Aaron Nova.
Me and Jeremy literally thought about putting OAO Abu on our card.
Dax ZX need a big heavyweight.
Yes, sir.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it is on Floyd.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Floyd took Jordan. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh,
okay. Okay, so it's on Keeping a Strong Style. All right, Josh.
Okay, so I just sent you a list of a couple different names. If you're cool with our pick over those four guys, then it's up to you.
Honestly,
I would be happy with any of those guys. So I'll let you pick. I'll say our
No. I'm going to leave it up to you. I gave you the four. There's five guys there. You pick which one you want, which one you think fits our card best. Because it's our last singles guy.
Okay.
Also, you gotta pick the last woman too.
Okay.
Cause Rich and James already took Sasha.
Right. Well, I said this person.
I'm fine with that because I don't, I don't watch Stardom, so I don't know. Right. I trust your opinion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and do it, Jeremy. You know you want to.
Jeremy's gonna do it.
We know you finna pick. We know what you like. Go ahead. Go ahead with it.
All right, Josh, go ahead and announce our last men's singles.
Oh, okay.
our last singles men is going to be the Machine, Brian Cage.
Solid pick, especially late.
Yeah, very versatile. We could do a lot with him. Figure out where he fits on the card.
Yo.
And then next for a women's pick, we're going to take Momo Watanabe.
We knew exactly who's finna pick. That man became a believer when he was at the Stardom New York show when he saw Utami and Momo go out there and have a 4.25, 4.5-star match.
Yes.
He knew then. He was like, and at that time it was funny because like she was 18.
Wow.
Jeremy's like, do you want Momo? And I was like, sure. That's on you, bro. Whoever you want.
Now that Kagetsu's retired, Momo's the second best wrestler in Stardom, in my opinion. So yeah, that's a great pick.
I'm gonna go with One Nation Radio's 2019 Stardom Women's Wrestler of the Year, B Priestley.
Hey, the last match I saw her was a 4-star match. It was an Osprey, but it was a 4-star match.
She wrong, bro.
Yeah.
She is consistent. Like I think if she was in American Sicily, like she would be one of the very best wrestlers. Like she's almost a walking 3.5. So yeah, she's in the ring with better people, and like so people hate her because, you know, white girl in Japan. But whatever.
I wouldn't know anything about Joshi wrestling if it wasn't for One Nation Radio. So if their Women's Wrestler of the Year is available, I gotta take her. You know what I mean? Got to.
I pick James. Mute yourself real quick.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So we're at the very. We have only a few rounds left here to fill out the roster.
We're coming down to the end here.
All right, so our two picks are.
So we've got. Oh, whoa, we haven't drafted yet, sir.
Slow down, Flail.
Take it.
Alrighty, so we are going to take. You know, we're looking at the roster. You know, we need a lot of different body types here, and also different, you know, athletic ability. So we're gonna go ahead and bring in the mercenary Jeff Cobb.
I have a fan of Jeff Cobb. I like Jeff Cobb. That's a good pick.
That's someone who we're thinking of, but we took Brian Cage instead.
Yeah, like I'm surprised that he slipped this far. I think it's because of, you know, the free agent status right now. I think if he was in AEW, he would have went earlier.
Yeah,
like on their TV weekly or every other week.
Okay, so
I think that's all our men.
So I guess in our case, let's knock out two divisions back to back, and we're gonna do it pretty much all at the same time. We're gonna go with the Best Friends, and then Orange Cassidy.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. So that's
was that the last round? That's your final picks.
We have one more woman left, I think. Yeah, we got one more woman left.
There's one more. They have one more pick at the end.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we got one more woman left.
I'm very interested to see what you guys end up doing with Orange Cassidy on your card.
I mean, only a trios match is all you can do, right?
I think we could think of something for Orange, for Cassidy.
Okay. So, with the next pick, we're going back to Women's Division, and it is falling upon me to pick the pick, of course. So we are going to run to the podium and take perhaps the best performer in Stardom last year based on big match input, Arisa.
Hey, let's go.
Who you take?
Yeah, they took Arisa Hoshiki, right?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Not Nakajima, Hoshiki.
And I'm surprised she's still on the list. She just got called up to Raw. I'm going to go with Bianca Belair.
Yep.
Well, that makes sense. Bianca Belair. For us.
Love Bianca Belair.
Yep.
All right, Josh, you good with those two that I said?
When they screw her up on the main roster, that might be my, like, I might never watch it.
We need to not, don't do that. Please don't screw her up.
We did this draft in 2018, or no. In November of 2017, and we got her then. We have her now. Arisa Nakajima.
Yep, awesome pick. She was in the best women's match I saw last year.
All right.
And Jeremy, you want to take our last pick?
Yes. So our last pick, well, our first pick in the last round, our last overall pick, our last woman, we are going to go with the leader of Tokyo Cyber Squad, Hannah Kimura.
Hey, congratulations. You drafted the female Naito. Momo and Konami, I'm sorry, Jungle and Konami are both better, but whatever, star power, I guess.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. I love Hannah Kimura. I think she's good.
No, she is good. We're still talking about Jungle Kiona and Konami, though.
All right, well, we got to sell the gimmicks, so.
Yeah, sell a bunch of gimmicks. A bunch of gimmicks.
And we're going to sell some calendars, you know, during the pre-show.
All right, One Nation Radio. It's All Things Elite.
Your last pick.
She has literally shown up on, like, every show this year, and I don't want to leave her out. So, Mercedes Martinez.
Nice.
That's a great pick.
All right, One Nation, your last overall pick.
Alrighty, so we are going to piss Josh off, and we're gonna highlight this team and especially this one individual on the team just to, you know, show him how great he is. We are going to take Taiji Ishimori and El Phantasmo.
That doesn't piss me off. I'm happy y'all took them. They need to get picked up. Someone needs to take Roppongi 3K, though. I tell you that much.
I was considering Roppongi 3K.
All right, so. Get in the ring.
I took the former GHC Junior Tag Team Champions. Stinger, baby.
Yep, so.
That was the wrong pick.
We got one more woman left.
This is your last overall pick of the draft.
Tegan Knox.
Miss Irrelevant. She was the last show. Last pick. Come on.
Last pick, yeah. That's what it is.
I'm not calling her irrelevant.
Oh, man. My Lord.
Yeah, I got to walk that back. That's real quick. Fair.
Yeah, that was.
I might have taken Riho. I don't know.
Hey, in a world where Nanai Takahashi's exist, we took Tegan Knox.
We fucked up. Hey, we took, it looks like we took 14 singles guys.
You did?
Yes.
How?
Y'all need to fix that.
Wait, and what are we missing? A tag team?
Yes, I think so.
Any chance like you're counting Ibushi and Tanahashi as single instead of a tag team?
Okay, count this out for me. I'm just read the names. Johnny Gargano, Daniel Bryan, Tomohiro Ishii, Roman Reigns, Ricochet, Andrade, Dragon Lee, Aleister Black, Roderick Strong, El Hijo del Vikingo.
That's 10 right there.
Yep. Finn Balor.
Yep.
And then Lance Archer.
Okay.
So we need to drop Rush and Cobb.
Okay. So,
what are y'all missing? Tag teams?
Looks like we're missing a tag team.
And a woman.
I think we're okay on the woman.
No, okay. So we drafted Io, Mako Satomura. Sasha Takumi. Banks, Takumi Aroha.
That's only five.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a woman.
So one woman and one tag.
List off the woman right now.
All right. So we've got Io Shirai. Mako Satomura.
Yeah, we follow the rules.
Takumi Aroha.
Yep.
Sasha Banks.
Yep.
Arisha Hoshiki.
Okay.
So we're one woman short and one tag team short.
Okay, so if that's the case, no, I don't want to take Riho. No disrespect to Riho. Riho's like the second best worker in the AEW.
I'm going to say your tone was very much disrespectful.
I mean, okay, so I know who's still on the board, though. So it's like, hell no, I ain't taking no Riho. I know people are better than her. I know a 17-year-old is better than her. Anyway.
Are you talking about Starlight Kid?
That's 18-year-old. I'm talking about the 17-year-old is better than 18-year-old Starlight Kid.
Siri.
No, Siri was picked.
Yeah, she's off.
Or Shuri, do you mean? Shuri?
Shuri.
Yeah. Okay, Shuri. All right, Shuri Kondo. That's the best way you can, yeah. That's how you better, because, you know, there's a Sauri, there's a Suri, and there's also a Shuri. So, yeah, Shuri Kondo. That's spelled, or do we just spell it out?
S-Y-U-R-I.
Yep.
Well, you guys are supposed to fill it out on the
they document. Got it.
They are. They yeah. are.
I'm spelling. I was doing that for Rich, not for you. Yeah, sorry.
No, my bad.
And I guess let's see.
So what's happening?
Another tag team needed right? here.
What did you got?
Street Profits.
So you guys picked two singles more than you were supposed to.
Yeah.
Yes, we drafted more happened. Singles than we were supposed to. Yeah.
Take Roppongi 3K.
Take the Ascension.
Roppongi 3K.
SCU.
Roppongi 3K.
Roppongi 3K. Okay.
Shoveling yo.
Yo.
How about this, Rich? You got Shima and T-Hawk out there, just so you know.
Oh, that is a really good team.
Is there something against, like, Roppongi 3K or something?
Roppongi and 3K are
yeah, better, they're boring.
I just wanted to throw it out there. Oh, my God. Compared to SCU?
SmackDown's newest tag team, the Forgotten Sons.
SCU is over.
That sounds a good team, man.
Roppongi yeah, 3K go. Are the best goodness. Tag team that didn't get picked up right now. No joke.
Okay.
Yeah, we
okay.
could show and yo. Yeah, show and yo.
But Briscoes are still around, too, right?
Yeah, Briscoes.
Briscoes yep. are still around.
I was going to say Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan, you know.
But Rich has
like good workers. They're good workers.
Yeah, they are.
No. There's another team you're forgetting. Mandrews and Flash Morgan Webster.
There's also Grizzled Young Vets.
What were you saying, Jeremy?
I said there's also Grizzled Young Veterans.
Yeah, I'd much rather have Mandrews.
You were saying Grizzled Young Veterans would be like one of the first four teams.
All right, pick one, Rich.
Y'all hurry up and pick.
Oh, I took
Trey all right, Roppongi 3K. Good job.
All right, so we got all of our rosters all set. Until then, we'll have a follow up sometime.
Should we all read them off really quick?
Yes.
We didn't do our play by play and commentary.
So are we going to do that?
Yeah, let's do that as we're reading off why we picked the guys that we picked.
Let's draft that off air.
Okay, yeah.
No, we can't draft that off the air because we're all going to be off air. We have to do it as part of the draft.
Yeah.
Okay. I got my guys. So.
Excalibur. My play by play.
Damn it. That was going to be my pick.
All right, One Nation. One Nation. So
who took hold on, I'm trying to look at the document to see who's available. There's a play-by-play that we're doing.
I just want a one-man booth for this.
Oh, give us Kevin Kelly.
You can do play-by-play or color. It's up to you.
Give us Kevin Kelly.
Mauro Ranallo.
Shit.
I am a fan of Ranallo.
All right, Jeremy, who do you want? Because we get back-to-back, so we get color and play-by-play.
Yeah. How's that first one I just sent you?
And Graves sucks now.
So All Things Elite's next. Okay.
Let me see. Yeah, I would take him.
All right, so we're taking Nigel McGuinness.
As what? As
I had just suggested Nigel.
What will Nigel be? Play by play?
No, he's color.
He's color. Okay.
Like
whatever.
Who you want?
And who are we gonna take for our play by play, Jerry? I don't even know because they took all the. No, Callis is color. You want to take JR? I don't know.
Michael Cole, man, come on.
Hold on, I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
What about Ian Riccoboni?
All right, your show is getting shut down.
Ian Riccoboni is mad good. What are you talking about?
No, he's talking about Jim Cornette.
Cornette.
You want to go?
Oh, we're
gonna take Ian Riccoboni.
We'll take Ian Riccoboni.
All right.
I'll take Floyd. Corey Graves.
All right.
He sucks now.
James, you want to run to the podium?
Hey, Graves was great when he was with Renato.
I like Graves.
Yeah. We are going to take the was it the sub? I can't remember. It was the ACW. It's so long ago. I can't remember. The orange guy, Taz. It's Taz.
I like that team, Mauro and Taz. Oh, you got Kelly and Taz.
Excalibur and Colt Cabana.
I like it.
Gino. We should have took Gino.
Gambino.
Yeah.
And Gage.
This is a real strong roster here.
This, you know, I just want to say the last time we did this, it was fun, but there was there was some bad picks, but this is a much stronger roster in 2020 than the one we did in 2017. Like just across the board, like
sure. A lot of depth. Yeah.
All right, so
like, it's kind of crazy.
You should have taken the Matt Takahashi instead of Shuri, but whatever, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the ring. Go ahead and just list off all your draft picks, and then we'll just go from in order there, and each team list off all their picks.
Okay.
So Get in the Ring has Will Ospreay, Cody.
I hate you.
Ash Mountain, Walter, Jordan Devlin, Kyle Riley, Bobby Fish, Adam Cole, Strong BJ, that is Daisuke Sakamoto and Yuji Okabayashi, AJ Styles, Rhea Ripley, David Starr, Zack Sabre Jr., Marty Scurll, Becky Lynch, Violent Giants, which is the current All Japan Triple Crown Champion, Suwama and Tsuji Ishikawa, Britt Baker, Marie Stinger, which is a Tsuji Kotoge and the other guy.
After that, we got MJF, this current SmackDown Women's Champion, Bayley, Velveteen Dream, Best Friends, Orange Cassidy, Tegan Knox, and then Excalibur and Colt Cabana on the mic.
All right. So One Nation Radio. So we came out the block with the Golden Aces, Hiroshi Tanahashi and Kota Ibushi. The second pick, we came out with the NXT Tag Team Champions, Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne. Third pick, we took Johnny Gargano. Fourth pick, Daniel Bryan. Fifth, Tomohiro Ishii. Sixth, the big dog, Roman Reigns. Seven, Ricochet. Eight, Andrade. Nine, Io Shirai. 10, Ryu Lee. 11, Mako Satomura. 12, The Usos. 13, Aleister Black. 14, Roderick Strong. 15, Takumi Aroha. 16, El Hijo del Vikingo. 17, Sasha Banks. 18, Finn Balor. 19, Private Party. 20, Lance Archer. Shiri, Sho and Yo, Arisa Hoshiki, El Phantasmo, and Taiji Ishimori. Play-by-play, Kevin Kelly. Color, Taz.
All right. All things elite. Our first pick was Kazuchika Okada, the Rainmaker. Then we had the Painmaker, Chris Jericho. The Young Bucks. The Bastard Pack, Jay White, Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins, Tetsuya Naito, the Kabuki Warriors, my most proud pick. That was like Keith Lee, hashtag FTR. Then we got Evil and Sonata, Tessa B ain't nothing to fuck with, Tommaso Ciampa, Edge, Kofi Kingston, Big E, The New Day, Killer Cross. The Gorillas of Destiny, Cedric Alexander, Charlotte Flair, Jordan Grace, B. Priestley, Bianca Belair, and Mercedes Martinez. On color, we got Corey Graves, play-by-play, Mauro Ranallo.
Great. And then for
They hate each other's guts. That's funny.
Yeah.
Look, you're gonna be having Corey Graves doing both. We're now going to leave.
No, I ain't going to leave. You're going to have Frank Shamrock come punch him right in his fucking jaw.
That's what's going to happen. Both together, wow. They were, like, pretty great, though.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, with Mauro Ranallo, is it, like, he's Michael Jordan and then, like, Frank Shamrock is his Charles Oakley?
Yes. Exactly what it is. You want no smoke.
And so we were slotted in last, so keeping a strong style. Our first round pick was Hangman and Omega. After that, we took Hiromu Takahashi. We took the Lucha Brothers, Phoenix, and Pentagon. Shingo Takagi, Brock Lesnar, Jon Moxley, Kento Miyahara, John Cena, Mayu Iwatani, Rey Mysterio Jr., the War Raiders / War Machine, Mexa Blood, Bandito and Flamita, Minoru Suzuki, Shinsuke Nakamura, Cesaro, Darby Allin, Lethal and Gresham, Proud and Powerful, Hikaru Shida, Tony Storm, Brian Cage, Momo Watanabe, Arisa Hoshiki or Arisa Nakajima, and Hannah Kimura. And filling out our booth is Ian Riccaboni and Nigel McGuinness. Strong.
All right, gentlemen.
Thank you for complimenting us, Josh.
All right, guys. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the part one of the draft. And then we'll come back at some point with everybody. Will do a little 15-minute audio of their cards, and we'll put that all together. And then we'll put out a vote for you guys to vote on who has the best card with all these rosters, all these guys we just drafted. So thank you for listening, and make sure you're subscribed to the Social Suplex Podcast Network to get all of your favorite Social Suplex shows.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.